Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Hi everybody.
Hello, everyone.
My name is David Bell.
I am Tom Ryman.
And we just watched Itsy Bitsy. Itsy!
A legend can't be explained by science. I believe in something long enough. But it becomes reality.
Spider movie.
Yeah, guys, this is on this weekend. There's not much going on in the theater, so we're doing a kind of a double feature.
Yeah, Hustlers is like the biggest one this weekend.
Oh yeah, and I do want to see that.
Yeah.
And I guess there was mumblings of doing Tall Girl, which maybe we can do at some point for fun.
Fucking Tall Girl.
Yeah, instead we went with two horror movies that I don't know. There's been a little bit amount of hype around it. Itsy Bitsy is the first one. This is available on Amazon to rent.
Yep. Yeah.
It's about a spider who ironically isn't Itsy Bitsy.
No, not at all. Yeah. It's a real misleading title.
Mm-hmm. Tom, what did you think about this movie?
It's not great.
Same.
I thought the effects were good.
Yes, I thought anytime the spider was on screen, I was delighted.
Yes.
The problem is that
he's not on screen a lot.
Yes. The problem,
or she, rather,
is that they're like, let's talk about this mom and her struggles. And that's fine.
Yeah.
If it didn't take up 80% of the movie. Like, it's a fine arc.
Yeah.
And is that Senator Kelly?
It is. It's Bruce Davison.
Okay.
Academy Award nominee Bruce Davison.
Yeah, he was good in it. Everybody was fine in it. Denise Crosby's in there as the sheriff.
Yeah. Doesn't really do anything.
No. No need for her to be like someone I recognized, where it's like this is basically a featured extra. Like, she doesn't really much.
Yeah, she doesn't advance the plot at all.
Yeah, it's about a mom who's a nurse and she's taking care of two kids. And she's gonna take care of Senator Kelly, which is what I'm just gonna call him from X-Men.
Call him Senator Kelly.
He's got his own thing going on.
He sure does.
There's a dude with an egg.
He's got a whole like black market.
Yeah.
He has a house full of like stolen antiquities.
Yeah.
And he basically has like this guy working for him who's kind of Belloc from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I was about to say he's the guy Indiana Jones is trying to steal things from.
Right. He's got an evil Indiana Jones working for him.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they get into some sort of argument. This is hard because I watched this movie like just now.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the reasons we already stated that there's not much spider in it. Like, I really started zoning out because it was like
a lot. Like, I seemed like isn't the guy like his adopted son or something? And he's upset about
if I know
he's upset about Senator Kelly's wife dying.
You're right. His wife died. Yeah. She's supposed to be his nurse. He seemed like he didn't need a nurse, but that's whatever.
Yeah. He seemed pretty mobile.
Yeah. He seemed
like
fine.
I don't understand why he needed to have a live-in caretaker.
Right. She was like stealing his pills, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't need those pills.
So
I don't
he's her whole arc was she's an addict who got fired from her hospital job, but apparently can still work as an in-house caregiver, which is bananas because that's less oversight.
Yeah, I assume it was like, I don't know. Can you freelance that? Can you just put out flyers?
No, I don't think you. I don't know.
I don't want to
get any sort of credential. Yeah, we don't really need to go down.
Well,
this
I was going to say I don't want to live in a world where that is where you can just, like, where I can just put up flyers and go take care of old people. Like,
yeah, probably we probably should be able to do that.
No. Although it is a good way to get pills, as we see in this.
It is, yeah.
And he doesn't seem to miss him.
And just casually rob him.
Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of a piece of shit. I would argue, well, she also, yeah, she also lost a kid, right, in a car accident. I would argue that everybody's kind of a piece of shit in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's so angry with each other. Like,
I get why her son is mad.
Yes, well, for one, he's a child, and two, she's making him take care of his daughter, her daughter, who's also kind of whiny. Like, I didn't like her. I didn't like any of these people. the sheriff, Denise Crosby, like, she has that scene where she sees her
that
at the diner.
That bizarre scene in the diner, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, I was on the mom's side in that scene, because the mom has, like, a... Like,
yeah.
She has, like, a waking nightmare.
Yeah.
And the sheriff walks up, and she's like, I have this ability to tell where things, when people, something's wrong. And it's like, oh, was it the fact that she's screaming in the diner?
Right. Was it the fact that I just had a stroke in public?
Yeah. And then she just shames her for being on drugs. And she's just like, you're not fooling anyone, and leaves. And it's like, well, how is that helping anything?
Yeah. What was this?
Yeah.
Why would you do this?
And that's what it felt like. I started feeling sympathy for the shitty mother, because, like, no one was really offering to help. They were just yelling at her. And it was like, well, that's not going to help. This is why the hero is probably the spider. Because he's the only one who gets her to turn her life around, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a good spider.
Yeah, Spider was just looking out.
Yeah, Spider was just looking out.
When the spider gets free from its egg, evil Indiana Jones stands there in the parlor just staring at it as it slowly hatches and comes to life. It's like, and at one point it becomes very clear what it is.
Yes.
He hangs out in that room way too long.
Yeah, he just lets it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the things is...
he comes running out with a huge bite on his hand. It's like, how did you let that thing bite you?
Right. And that's this is the thing about spider movies, and I know we've talked about this, is that the reason I think arachnophobia is the best we've done is because they just go with normal-sized spiders.
Yeah.
And the secret is that they don't see them. They sneak into the popcorn, or, you know, like, they sneak into the guy's helmet when he's playing football. It's the idea, what makes spiders creepy isn't that they're the size of a dog. It's actually the opposite. It's that they're quite small.
When you make one the size of a dog, it becomes hilarious when they're trying to... The family doesn't know there's a spider in the house until it literally attacks them.
Yes. Like, they
in the last 20 minutes of the film.
They cannot find the spider.
So it's like, you can't... This thing is the size of, like, a border collie. Like, it's a big fucking spider.
It's a big spider. Like, yeah. One of the first things they do is they have a stray cat hang around, and it's like, oh, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to work out for that cat.
Well, you see that in the trailer, too, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do. Yeah, I think I knew that from the trailer, too. It's just like, oh, that cat's not going to have a good time.
Nope. Yeah, the lengths they go to have the family not notice this gigantic fucking spider. Like, you'd hear it.
Yeah, you would. You'd hear it clunking around.
Yeah, it's huge.
It is, yeah, it is a giant spider.
It's so big that it has to, like, it would be eating, like, birds.
Yeah, it would require a lot of food.
It would require a lot of food, so, well, it would be coming out a lot.
The little girl goes upstairs, and they establish that she's afraid of spiders, which, you know, is not abnormal.
People are.
Yeah, she goes up into the attic, and she finds a cradle. And it's just filled with spider webs.
And which she just rips right through it.
Yes, she just gently goes through the spider webs to get the little baby doll out. And it's like, you do see what that is, right? Like,
yeah.
That is, what do you think that is? Like, what the fuck do you think that is, little girl? yeah, it's, this is the, they could have had the spider be more of a problem in the town. Like, if they did this like a slasher film where, like, the neighbor gets killed and they don't notice. And so that's what they really needed, is they needed more spider attacks spread out throughout.
Yeah. Make it like the Blob.
Yeah. And it, like that, again, that's what they did with Arachnophobia. It was like, yeah, the main spider's there in their house, but this, there's a big spider problem in general. These things are fucking poisonous, and they're everywhere. And, like, they just needed to do something like that because, yeah, the last 20 minutes when they're fighting the spider, that was fun.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. They do with where the kid, like, knocks it with the door and it appears to be dead. Like,
yeah,
they do the classic slasher movie thing where they don't check to make sure it's dead, and then it gets they look back and it's gone. But it's like, when that happened, I was like, no, get like a chair or something and squish that thing.
Which spoilers is, and this is the movie almost points out why a giant spider isn't that big of a problem.
Yeah.
Because do you want to explain how the spider was defeated?
All right, so I watched this movie last weekend and then texted you as soon as I was finished. And it was just like, the way they kill the spider in this movie is tremendous.
Yeah, it's perfect. It also makes the most sense.
Right, because it would be... Because, she's just fucking sick of it at this point.
Yeah.
Tired of this spider.
Yeah.
So she just... It jumps on the boy, I think, or the little girl? I think the boy.
The boy.
The mom, she's already been bit in the chest, and it's like, the bites are gnarly. Like,
yeah,
if you guys have ever been bitten by a particularly venomous spider, like a brown recluse or something, you start to get necrotic tissue building up around it. And they do that in this film, and it looks gnarly as shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But yeah, she pulls the spider off of her son, and it's just like... She's kind of having trouble with it for a minute, and I was thinking to myself, I think I might even said aloud to the empty room in which I was watching this film, I was like, how strong can that spider be?
Right.
Like, but then she just screams into its little spider face and rips its legs off.
Yep. And then just beats it to death.
Just beats it to death.
Because that's what you would do.
Yeah.
Like, it's the size of a small dog. And if
it's,
I was
it's
in
pretty
a,
big.
Yeah. But if I was in a situation where, like, it was me versus a small dog, it wouldn't take that long to settle things.
Right.
And that's kind of the
settle
same
our
here.
Dispute.
It's just like, yeah, beat the spider to death. And she does.
Squish that fucking thing.
Yeah, and I think, again, I think it has to do with its size or how aggressive it is of just, like, it was like the movie was scared to face that reality, so they just didn't have that much spider stuff. And it's like, no, make them sneaky. Make them crawl into a crib. Make them do, you know, the nightmarish things you think of spiders doing.
Yeah.
And he's just, like he's just hiding a lot, and you can't see him.
Hiding in the attic.
Right, and he does do that. But, like, you could have him, like, his whole thing be the element of surprise, so that no one really has a chance to get their hands on him. What they do instead is they make most of the characters children. So it's like, they make it so the kids can't handle the giant spider.
Children and an invalid.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently. Does it eat his eyes, by the way? Okay.
It masticates his entire face.
Good for him. Good for that spider. The spider's having a great time.
Yeah, the spider's having a... I loved that scene about when it kills Senator Kelly.
Yeah.
Because it sneaks into his bed and bites him on the foot while he's asleep.
Right.
And then he, like, wakes up, not from the bite, which is considerable. This is a huge spider.
Yes. Yeah, it's like bitten by a dog.
You would wake up.
Yeah.
Like, he wakes up from, like... the pain of, like, the venom or something. Like, he's, like, feverishly waking up and then notices that his foot's all bloody. And, like, he falls out of bed onto the floor and is trying to crawl to the bathroom, and he sees the spider is under the bed just staring at him.
Yeah.
So, like, this was a plan that the spider executed. Like,
spider
bit him on the foot so it could just watch him.
It bit him and then scurried under the bed and is like, and now we wait.
And now we play the waiting game.
Yeah, it's a weird decision on the spider, but I mean, again, the spider was having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and it had little baby spiders. It had a few, like, which they didn't even, like, that wasn't even a reveal. Like, they just show that he has egg sacs, or she, sorry.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they do, like, a reveal shot that there are, in fact, babies. And it's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we figured that.
We saw that. The little girl plays with the egg sacks.
She does. Jewel. It's like,
Jewel,
what?
Squishy Jewels. That girl is a dummy. That girl, I mean, I know she's supposed to be young, but
yeah,
even if she didn't know what the web was just, or what the eggs were, she yeah. would know not to touch them and that they were bad.
Like, I love that the mom comes upstairs at one point just to find that the little girl has gotten caught in the web.
Yes.
And the boy is trying to cut her free. They just skip over the fact of how she managed to get trapped in that
right,
web.
Right, because she's just an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, is the spider got paid her. He's just like, oh, two really dumb kids who are unsupervised a lot? This is perfect for me.
Yeah, this is a dream scenario.
Yeah, and under the right conditions, he probably would have been able to snatch both of those kids.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, the little girl, I thought I had missed a scene. Because I was like, how did she get... What did this dummy do?
She's just caught in the web.
Why is she hanging out in the goddamn attic so much?
I don't know. She really loves that fucking attic.
Yeah. That has a fucking obvious spider.
Right.
Obvious
it's
spider.
Covered in spider webs.
Yeah.
Like, enormous spider webs. And she's just, like, ripping through them to get at this baby doll. I'd be like, I would burn that baby doll.
Yeah. I would... You take one glance at that attic, you're like, oh, there's a giant spider up here. There's
yeah.
a spider bigger than anything in man has ever seen.
All right.
We better burn
Close
the house
up, everyone.
Down. Yeah.
Gotta burn this house down.
Yep, not gonna have it. Spider's huge.
Yeah, just standing around outside watching it burn. No, you guys don't understand. That spider was enormous.
What did you think of the lore that they felt they needed to have?
Oh, gosh. That it was like some kind of goddess?
Yeah, apparently. That you could easily beat to death, but...
It was
sacrificial spider that they were, like, eating,
yeah,
killing babies.
Yeah, they had to feed a baby to it.
Which, that's fair.
Sure. I'm all for child murder in flashbacks.
We've been over this, yeah.
You guys know our stance on child deaths in horror movies.
Yeah.
And while no... Except for that one, no children die, but the spider does bite clear through the little girl's hand, and
yeah.
it is pretty sweet.
That was pretty good. That actually reminded me of wrestling with my cat, because it kind of wraps around her her hand like my cat would and bites her hand, and it's like, oh, it's playing. Yeah, that was pretty good. There's great spider effects.
Yeah, the spider looks good.
Yeah, and the kids do a good job at like grappling with it. I mean, I think just kid versus spider I would have been happy with. I like the idea of this took place, like, they could have made this take place in one night.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the mom just has to go on a date, and she's doing whatever. And then it kind of just ends with the parents coming home and beating the spider to death. Like, the idea that at any point an adult could step in, but
right.
it's just these kids are left with... Like, it could kill their babysitter at the beginning, and then they just have to grapple with it the whole movie.
The family dog. Yeah.
Yep. And then the adults come home, and they're like, oh, well, let's just beat this to death.
Yeah.
Done and done. They should eat it after.
I mean,
it's
I think
edible.
You kind of have to.
Yeah. You fry that thing up.
She punched most of it into the floor, but...
That's true. Yeah. It was pretty gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't... I wish this movie was better.
Yeah, because the spider really does look good.
The spider looks great. I think it's well made in general.
Yeah, for what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's really like a fundamental problem with what they thought the movie needed to be, which is mostly not spiders.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about like the last 20 minutes of this movie. Most of the movie is like a drama between mother and son and her drug addiction and like her getting her life together and the son taking care of his sister.
Mm-hmm. And occasional quick shots of a spider building her web or shitting out some eggs in the attic.
Yeah. Like we're as the audience seeing, cause they'll do spider POV shots and it'll just be the spider watching the family drama and like thinking like, man, yeah, these guys are really got to get it together.
Yeah,
huh?
they got a real problem. So
I better step in.
This family unit's disintegrating. I could be a mediator.
Yeah, I could mediate. Yeah.
You know, I've got eight arms to hug.
I'll give them my spider kisses.
I could hug all of you.
Yeah. Everybody loves my spider kisses. They get real calm after.
Yeah, and it really chills them out.
Yeah, and then they give me their face.
Little spider kisses.
Yeah, it's a symbiotic. What if the spider? He just doesn't know. She just doesn't know what she's doing. She's like, I kiss them, and then they're like, they get real calm, and I get their face, and then everybody's happy. It's win-win.
Yeah,
that's great. Gonna give them all my little spider kisses.
That's the mythology I want.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I always thought about the face huggers, is like they're just really attracted to our faces. They're like, man, I got to get in on that.
Yeah. I do want to put a little free hugs t-shirt on this spider for every scene where it jumps out.
Yeah, it's just like, friend! Hello, friend! I love you!
Have so much love in my bony little armor.
Yeah.
My bony carapace.
The spider POV shots, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
They did that in Arachnophobia as well, didn't they? And
yes, but they don't do an effect on it. It's just It's just a POV. Like in this one, they give it some kind of weird blue tint,
right? And like weird scary music, because it wasn't that different. That every now and then I thought like the music would ramp up and it would just cut to another shot. I wouldn't immediately know it was a spider POV, so I'd be like, oh, where's the spider in the shot? Is the spider somewhere? But it wasn't. And I thought they were going to do a lot more of that, where it's like, you know, someone's getting up late and making a sandwich and like they just don't notice the spider's on the ceiling the whole time. Like, I thought there'd be more tension like that, spider tension. But all the tension
Some
had to do
real
with
real spider tension.
Yeah, all the tension was family drama related and Denise Crosby randomly being there.
Yeah, what?
She barely helps. At the very end, they're able to call her, and she shows up after they've murdered the spider.
Yeah.
And what do? They move. That's how it ends. They get the fuck out of there, which, that's fine.
Yeah, they just leave. They fuck right off.
They sure do.
I mean, I would.
Yeah, no. I would get out.
What? Why am I staying here?
Yeah. That's... So, they show that the spider's hatched. Did nobody... Mm-hmm. Did nobody think, like, we better not have that happen? Because the little girl saw the eggs. They saw the den up there. No one was like, hey, what if it had babies?
Right. Like, we can see the spider's been up here building Doom Base the entire time.
Why would it be doing that? What is it trying to accomplish?
We should maybe clear this attic out.
Yeah. How did it get all prego? Because it needs, like, another spider.
That's not clear. How did it hatch from a fossilized stone egg? I mean, there's some magic in this.
Yeah, that's fair. I would have liked more magic. I would have liked the spider to have the ability to possess people. Fuck it.
Yeah, it just jumps on top of their heads and gives them a little spider kiss in the top of the head.
Yeah.
And then it drives them like Ratatouille.
Yeah, that would be delicious. That would be great. I would love it. I would enjoy the shit out of that.
I would watch that goddamn. Can you imagine if it was Ratatouille only a spider?
Oh, that'd be great.
Like he pulls off his chef's hat to show you the real chef, and it's just this hideous.
I want that version of Ratatouille.
Cluster of legs.
Like, I know that's supposed to be the point of Ratatouille is like, oh, it's a rat, it's gross. But rats haven't been gross in a while, and they make them not gross in the Ratatouille. It would be great if it was just like a big terrifying tarantula. It's like it's helping me cook, and they're like, well, it is good food. At the same time.
It's wearing a tiny little chef hat.
Yeah. At the same time, we're pretty sure some sort of abomination is happening.
Right.
Because it just hisses at people. Like, it's not friendly in any way. It's
glowing red eyes.
Yeah. We're pretty sure that's a demon, but it's cooking great fucking pasta, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's fucking me up with this bouillabaisse.
Yeah. Oh, I want that.
Makes a mean curry.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of I don't know how to name that. Spider Chef?
Spider Tui? I don't know.
Spider Tui? Let's make it happen. Yeah. I guess that's my thoughts for Itsy Bitsy.
Yeah.
I mean,
we sort of talked about all of the pretty much everything there is to talk about.
Yeah.
Since there is so little spider stuff in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend this. Except for maybe for free.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix or something. No, I know that's not free, but you know what I mean. Like, I don't know. It wasn't as fun as it should have been.
No, the spider effects are really good, but they're you see it so rarely.
Yeah.
And the rest of the movie is just kind of dull. So it's like, all right, where's the spider?
Yeah, show me the spider. So that famous Jerry Maguire.
Famous Jerry Maguire
yeah.
line.
show me the spider. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay, I guess that's it for Itsy Bitsy. Let's move on.
All right. I don't think I would recommend it either.
Okay. Well, guys,
which is a shame.
It is a shame. I really wanted to like this more.
Yeah, it's
I liked the parts that were
right yeah. with the spider.
Yeah. Just give me
like
more.
This and Crawl, man. We're just not why can't they
just deliver the thing? Yeah.
Make give a fun animal attack movie.
I don't know, man.
Like this fucking big ass spider. That's a movie. That's an idea.
I think that's literally the name of a movie.
Big ass spider.
I'm
I think you're right.
Pretty
yeah.
sure. And I didn't watch that. That's the problem is a lot of these are like bad CGI
yeah.
sci-fi where they're like too winky, where they're like, oh, look how cheesy we are. And it's like, you don't have to do this. Like, you can just be genuinely like a creepy spider movie as just give us, show me the spider.
Show me the spider.
All right. Well, do you want to move on to our second one?
No, I'm just, yeah, but I'm picturing that scene where Tom Cruise is shouting into the phone while a nest of spiders just bursts from his collar.
Yeah, it bursts from the phone and just engulfs his face.
Out of his shirt sleeves and yeah. just a whole nest.
Show
a colony
me
a of spiders.
Spider! And then they all come out of his mouth.
Yeah, they start coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. That's great, man. Yep. That's a movie. You got yourself yep. a movie right there. We got two movies out of this.
Two movies out of this, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what would he call Jerry Maguire? Jerry Miss Spider? McSpider?
Scary Miss Spider.
Yeah, Scary McSpider. All right. Bam. Yeah,
nailed it.
All right.
I know Cameron Crowe is listening. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. He writes to us every fucking week. It's weird.
Yeah. It's kind of exhausting, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really wants us to cover Vanilla Sky. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do Vanilla Sky, yeah, Cameron.
For the last time, Cameron, I'm not going to watch Elizabethtown. I don't care how important
gonna,
it is to
not going
to
do that, yeah.
I'm not watching that movie.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start the intro again.
Okay.
The intro's going. I swear. In post, it's going again.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
My name is David Bell.
I am Tom Ryman.
And we just watched Tigers Are Not Afraid.
We did.
They're kind of afraid.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Some of the things they do are out of fear.
Yeah.
Like, you can startle it. You can surprise a tiger.
Yes, you can. You don't want to. You really don't want to, but...
Definitely don't want to, but yeah. You can.
All right, so this is this one came out this weekend. It's been in limited theaters. You can find it on Shudder if you have a Shudder subscription. It'll probably be rentable soon. You can do the free Shudder trials,
seven day trial, yeah, on Amazon.
Yeah, we covered this.
It's not available to watch any other way right now.
Yeah, we covered this in last Friday's movies that deserve more hype. It's gotten great reviews all around. It's one of the more talked about horror films that's been coming out. Tom, what did you think of Tigers Are Not Afraid?
I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
It is very similar to The Devil's Backbone.
Yeah. Which is funny because I know you're more of a Guillermo del Toro fan than me.
Sort of. I haven't really liked his recent stuff.
Okay, yeah, neither have I. But I will say... Like this is a good movie. I like this movie, but it's not my personal brand of horror.
I hesitate to even call it a horror movie.
Yeah, it's fantasy horror. It's like
there's some horror in it, but it's more. This is more like a fucking. This is a pretty heavy drama.
Yeah, this is. I like to think of it as like it's Danger Kids, it's Stranger Things style, where the horror is more gruesome. There's a couple moments that made me go ooh. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's like that Stranger Things horror where, you know, nothing in Stranger Things scares me necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's just cool looking, or it's just like, oh, that's a neat
Yeah.
You know, and it technically is Adventure Kids, just a real gritty version.
Yeah. It's a pretty serious Adventure Kids. The stakes are high.
The stakes are very high. This is takes place in Mexico, and it's about, it starts with a little girl who, whose mom doesn't come home one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she lives in like a really bad part. I don't know specifically where she lives.
I don't think they ever say.
Okay. It's just, there's crazy, like, drug wars going on and gangs. And there's human and the trafficking.
Yeah. And the guy who's running for like city council or some office.
Yeah.
We find out is like really heavily involved.
Yes. Very corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at school and there's a shooting outside her school.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her classmates gives her pieces of chalk. And
it's either her classmate or her teacher. I can't remember.
Her teacher. Oh, maybe it's her teacher, and says this chalk gives you 3 wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she leaves and sees a dead body outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood follows her home. It's adorable.
Yeah. And there's, it sets the tone for the movie pretty immediately, because there's kids playing directly across the street with this dead body in full view.
Yeah, it's a real bummer.
This movie's very heavy.
Yes. And basically her mom doesn't come home.
Nope.
And she sits in her house until she just can't be there anymore. And she joins a group of orphan kids who have been through a very similar experience. And they're all living on a rooftop, being scrappy orphans together.
There's some real lost boys.
Yeah, but if they like had guns and...
Well, he steals a gun in the beginning.
Yeah. Steals a gun and a cell phone.
And a phone with that, and it becomes super important.
Yeah, and basically what happens is the phone ends up having very incriminating evidence on it, and this gang is going after them the entire time.
Yeah.
And what happens is she starts using her wishes... she wishes for her mom to come back, right?
Yeah, it's the first wish.
Yeah, and then her mom comes back, but just not in a cool way.
No, in like a creepy ghost way.
Yeah.
Which is why she can't stay in her house anymore. She's spooked out.
Right. And then her, I forget, what's her second?
Her second wish is the leader of the Lost Boys, Shine.
Right.
Tells her that she has to go in and kill the guy to join their gang, because... Having a girl in their gang is a liability, because it attracts the smugglers, the human traffickers. So he's like, well, if you kill this guy, he'll stop. And it's after he's chased them already, I think.
Yeah.
So he sends her to the house to kill this guy. And she uses her second wish. She says, I wish I didn't have to kill him. And then he just dies in his chair.
Right. He's already dead. So she's making these wishes aren't going great for her.
Mm-mm. No, they turn out badly every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And her last wish is she wishes away the scar on Shine's face, and he immediately gets shot.
Yeah. They kill what, 2 kids in this?
Yeah.
So if you've been paying attention about us with horror and kids, it's funny because. Horror movies killing kids. We've already shown that we're pro. Heavily pro. This isn't fun. This isn't fun. Or this isn't the chestburster in Alien versus Predator Requiem coming out of a child.
Yeah,
this is like, you know, you want to protect these kids. This is, again, this is more of a drama. So
yes.
It's a real
with
bummer.
With some horror stuff in it. But yeah, it's real. Yeah. It's real intense. It's very sad. But
I think it's very good.
It's very good, yeah.
There's a lot of weird fantasy elements that I haven't spent enough time thinking about. Like, for example, mentioning the blood follows her home. Basically, what's happening is this: there's this line of blood that the whole time is kind of chasing her, and it's like imagine drawing a line on the walls or on the floor, but it's a blood just like coming along, and like splits up at one point, and like she used the chalk to protect herself from it. Overall, it's a classic. It's that, like, you could say it's like a Pan's Labyrinth situation where it's like, is this all her fantasy? Or is it reality? But the ghosts do help out.
The ghosts do things, yeah.
Yeah, because the reveal is that, on the cell phone, there's evidence of this politician guy killing somebody, and that somebody is her mother.
Yes.
And in the end, it's her mother sort of leading her to this revenge.
Yes.
And it's that thing where the ghosts are terrifying. Like, the mother is wrapped in plastic and, yeah, like, so creepy looking.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
Yeah, she's gruesome. And that's, I mean, it's a drama, but that's why it makes it horror, because it's, we're shown a legitimately horrific thing.
Yes.
Which is that these kids are in this dire situation that isn't, you know, fictional.
Yeah. Nope. No, this is a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ghost of Moro, Mororito, tells her where they're burying him.
Right.
So she's able to show up when this poor little kid gets shot.
Yeah, little kid gets shot with this tiger.
They dump his body into the ocean.
Yeah. They put him in like a fridge.
Yeah.
But that's their friends. If the time comes, if you have to put me in a fridge and dump me in the ocean, that's fine, Tom.
Oh, yeah, no, trust me, I will absolutely hide your body.
Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there now.
I'm going to dispose of it in a way that...
Even if it's natural causes, just make it a fun game.
Yeah, I'm still going
to
hide
just
it.
Just like, look, you're going to have to find Dave. Eventually, it's going to be real obvious where he is. You're going to figure it out. But for now, before there's a smell, we're going to make it fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy this together.
Yeah. So the first kid gets killed. They go, they have like an exchange, the cell phone. Oh, I enjoyed this part. Where they basically make an exchange with the main politician, is like, give us the cell phone with the incriminating evidence and you won't have to worry about this gang going after you.
Yeah.
And they hand him the cell phone, and he's with the gang, and he just shoots the gang, and
he just kills them both.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, good deal. Like, it's the first evil guy who's just like, no, we made a deal. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's a surprisingly forthright evil dude.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to shoot these kids. I'll shoot my gang members because we made this deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he ends up getting pissed because
they give him the wrong phone.
Yeah, which, you know, he killed her mother. At that point, she knows, right?
She finds out when they leave because Shine didn't give him the phone.
Oh, right.
And she's like, my mom was killed, or wasn't he? And he won't tell her at first. And then he finally gives her the phone. And it's like, I switched it with the other phone. He's going to figure it out pretty quickly. But
yeah. So he doesn't deserve to be seen as a good guy. It was just funny that one moment, it's this terrible guy being like, no, I made a deal. Like,
yeah, deal's the deal.
Am I, a liar? Like, yeah.
I mean, he fulfills his end of the deal evilly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By just murdering two guys.
Technically speaking, the children are a breach of contract, is what I'm saying. If this was brought to court, they'd be like, well, he did shoot his buddies, so
yeah,
he didn't give him a cell phone.
Yeah, no, it's the argument I've been making about Beetlejuice for years and years. It's like, no, Beetlejuice made his end. He did his end of the bargain.
That's true.
Now y'all are trying to screw him over.
Right.
You're trying to screw him out of it. He is trying to marry a teenager, sure.
Right. You know, he is the bad guy, but he's technically right.
Yeah.
He's technically in the right. If right there, right that moment, a judge showed up and was like, we're going to handle this, you know, like a legal proceeding, Beetlejuice would win that case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made a deal and he fulfilled his end of the bargain.
It's true.
So did this guy.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to deviate, but The Trial of Beetlejuice sounds like a great sequel.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Beetlejuice
like
on trial.
For all.
Yeah, and it's like a spooky courtroom, they're all dead.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, he's going to be sent into the where all the you know, the exorcised ghosts go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what's at stake. Make that movie.
Yeah, The Trial of Beetlejuice.
Make that movie, Cameron Crowe.
Yeah, now that you won't stop calling us. I'll watch Elizabethtown if you make The Trial of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but yeah. So, and I guess spoilers, by the way. I mean,
you guys know the deal.
Yeah, you guys know. This is just one that's like, I know there's people who won't want to know, like, who would want to experience this movie for themselves. The Shine gets shot in the face.
Yeah.
He gets super killed.
After she wishes the scar away, he gets shot right in the scar, pretty much.
Right in the scar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has to, the end is like her kind of in this abandoned area, running from the bad guy, and also having to deal with ghosts. And she gets lured by the ghosts into a room that's just the worst room.
Yeah, it's just where he's been stashing his bodies.
Including his mom, who briefly becomes a zombie, and it's horrifying, but it's sweet, I guess.
It's kind of a bittersweet moment when the bracelet flies off of her arm and goes on to Estrella's arm.
Right.
The girl.
God, yeah, the flying off. We haven't talked too much about the fantasy elements because the little stuffed tiger is a thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marito's stuffed tiger leads her to the body dump room.
It was like the bear in AI. Like, it was a weird...
Yeah.
It's a weird detail.
There's a
dragon.
Yeah, a dragon that follows her. There's just a lot of little things that are just kind of in the scenes, but not really having anything to do with what's happening. So that's kind of why we haven't really been talking about the fantasy elements as much, is they're just kind of there.
Right, because, well, there is, like, all right, the ghosts clearly are making a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know how much of it is also kind of fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the idea, I think the idea of this and, like, the Guillermo del Toro stuff is taking a child and putting them in a fucking terrible situation that truly happens. And then reminding people that they're still children. And so it's like children fantasize. Like, that. This is that whole thing is they, like, what they have a clubhouse, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're stealing stuff, but they're having, like, there's a part where the kid's eating ramen and he's picking out the peas. And they're like, you have to eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
Like... And they find this abandoned house and they're just so happy and they're playing soccer and they're drawing on the soccer balls and coloring them. Like, they're just kids, but they're in an awful situation. So it's that, like, mix of, like, yeah, kids like fantasy, like this stuffed tiger. Like, I could never tell, like, what's her fantasy, what's being manifested. Like, it's more like being haunted by the child, like the kid dies and then his stuffed tiger, his imaginary friend, is alive to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that he's dead.
Yeah.
And since she can see it, it's alive to her. But yeah, she hides in the room full of bodies. And then the bad guy goes into the room as well to get her. She runs out, traps his ass in there, and then Ghost Shine shows up.
Burns the fucking place down.
And he's like, fuck this guy. And just walks in with the lighter. Because the idea is, his mom was taken when their house was lit on fire.
Yeah, the cartel lighter. Guys, yeah, torched his house and then snatched his mom when he and his mom ran out of the burning house.
Yeah, so he just burns his ass right back, and it's some good ghost revenge.
Oh, yeah, I mean, after, I assume he's been ripped apart by the zombies.
Oh, right, by the zombies.
In the room. She locks his ass in there, and you definitely hear them all. It's a cool shot because you can't really see it except for the backlight of the phone in the foreground of the shot. You just hear all the zombies get up, like you hear them all move.
Right.
As soon as the door shuts. And then the pounding stops. Like, he stops pounding on the door.
Yeah.
He's soup's dead.
He's super dead. I love... this is one of my favorite versions of Ghost, because there's a part where she's in an alleyway and she gets surrounded by these bodies as ghosts, and they're all covered in plastic and they're so horrific. Like, anytime a ghost shows up, there's a part where she's hearing something from a cup and then the hand reaches
the
out
hand
of the cup.
Comes out of the cup. Yeah,
they're so creepy, but, like, I love the idea that they're like, look, sorry about this, like, we didn't choose to look terrifying, this is just how we look.
This is just procedure.
Like, at any point in that alley when they're all surrounded, if she was just, like, stop and she's like, hey, can I help you? One of them would probably step up and be like, yeah, hey, so we're in this building and we just really want to rip this guy apart. And if you could bring us to him, that would be great.
Yeah, somehow lure him there. I don't know. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you seem capable.
Yeah, it's basically the Sixth Sense, that revelation, which I find to be one of the most hilarious revelations in a horror movie, which is, have you tried talking to them? And then just being like, so are you all right? And they're just like, no, actually, I got a lot of problems. And it's like, oh, let's talk. Let's talk about this.
Let's figure that out.
Yeah, let's figure it out, Ghost.
Let's put our heads together.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot done that way. And then if the ghost is like, hey, I need revenge, and you're just like, look, I got a lot going on, so sorry. And they're like, okay, well, I'm going to keep jumping out on you. And it's like, yeah, but I now know that you're not, you know.
Right. I think you're just going to be like an irritating roommate.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to be jumping out on me. That's fine.
Like, I think I'm going to get used to it.
Yeah, after a while, it's just like, look, I'm not avenging your death, man. Move on. Go into the light. Jesus, I know you're not going to hurt me, so... I don't know what you want from me. You want to watch TV? We can watch TV, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I know I've gotten used to the fact that you're watching me masturbate. It's, you know, it's just, who's the weird one now?
You're
going to
be seeing a lot of this.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. This is going to happen a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, ghosts. They're hilarious.
They really are pretty funny when you think about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just bugging us. He's just hanging around bugging us.
Irritating little ghosts.
Yeah, this movie is... It's how long was it? It's like an hour and a half, too, isn't it?
Barely. It's like it's 80 minutes.
Right. Almost right on the dot, I guess. Because it doesn't need... I mean, it's a pretty straightforward story.
Yeah, it's a real simple story.
But yeah, it's quite good. If you're a Guillermo del Toro fan, I think Guillermo del Toro, there's some pull quote from him about this.
Yeah, it's a quote from him and Stephen King and a couple of other pretty big names in horror.
Right. Yeah, I think the biggest mistake the marketing's having is calling this a horror, which I sort of suspected from the trailer that it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because it's more drama, and it's a bummer, but it's, like, the ending is happy-ish.
It's bittersweet, sort of. Yeah.
I mean, she's still an orphan. She goes out into a pretty field.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
Because they keep saying, like, when she says, she has a conversation with Shine, and he's like, no, don't be sad for the tiger, because the tiger's, he's been through all the bad stuff already, and now he's like, he's free and nobody can touch him, like he's the king of his shitty little kingdom, and that, like, he came out the other side basically, and that's what she's doing at the end.
So it's a happy ending for nihilism.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's a happy ending. It's the quote from Fight Club. It's after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything. It's pretty much. It's her being like, you know what? Fuck it all. Which I guess is kind of a happy ending for this story. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's as happy an ending as it could possibly have.
Exactly. Like, they don't do like something where it's like, oh, and she's adopted and everything's fine. It's like, no, shit sucks. This is a problem. This is a big problem. But the most we can do is just get stronger, like, and deal with it as it comes. And that's more or less the idea. Most of the story, the tigers are not afraid. It's all kind of around courage. Yeah, man. It's real bleak, guys, but it's real good. Like, I would recommend this as opposed to Itsy Bitsy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely watch this. Don't bother with Itsy Bitsy, unfortunately.
Yeah, or like, yeah, I mean, you could watch this, and this is only, what, an hour and 20, and then watch the last 20 minutes of Itsy Bitsy, and, like, try to pretend they take place in the same movie, or not, but then you get a good hour and 40 minutes of entertainment, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And, like...
So you get these kids battling with a cartel, and then suddenly there's a giant spider.
Right, and it's like a palate cleanser, because, I didn't feel, like, depressed after watching this movie. It's a bleak subject, and maybe that's just because of me, because I've watched enough stuff.
Yeah.
But I think whenever, I don't know, that weird combination of tragedy plus ghosts, like, creates this weird world where it's like, yeah, this kid died, but then there he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, he's fine. Look at him. He's a little ghost kid. So I guess he's fine now.
I mean,
like,
I guess...
Yeah, I know. It's a weird... it's that horror movie thing where, like everybody turns into ghosts in horror movies. So it's like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. What does it matter? I don't know.
Yeah, what do we care then?
If that little ring girl kills me, it's like, cool, I'm going to make my own tape then.
Yeah.
I get my own tape.
Now I get my ghost revenge.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Circle of life, man.
Yeah.
You die by the ghost, you live by the ghost.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think that's a sode.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out.
Yeah,
and listen to us talk about these movies.
Yeah, it's a good double feature weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to you on Tall Girl.
Yeah, maybe Hustlers.
Maybe Hustlers. I don't know. That might just be for Dave.
Just let you see that just for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll you guys see. Don't get to hear my thoughts on Hustlers.
Mm-hmm. You never will.
But maybe you do. I don't know.
Keep that inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little secret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like a little spider.
Like a little spider.
Show me the spiders.
Show me the spiders.
Swarming out of my mouth.
That's the world I want to live in. That's the movie I want.
And they're all wearing chef hats.
Yep. The chef spiders. Guys, let me tell you about our Patreon real quick.
Oh, good God almighty, yeah.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman.
Yes.
And Fox Mulder is a Maniac.
Yes.
Check them both out. We got tiers where we watch movies. What did we watch this Friday?
We watched Dreamcatcher and The Shining.
Yeah. So Friday. You want to get in on that sort of shit.
Yeah.
You want to have a real weird experience.
You want to have a weird Friday night. You can do that.
We have some good stuff there, so check us out.
We also got a store, tpublic.com/stores/gameplayunemployed, where you can get shirts and mugs and stickers and a poster with Fox Mulder on. It's great. It's all great.
It is all great.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And if you're James, what's her name? Cameron Crowe. If you're Cameron Crowe, just leave us alone.
Yeah, Cameron Crowe, stop asking me about Elizabethtown.
Mm-hmm. Unless, if you're interested in,
Spider. Unless you're going to make Scary Spider.
Yeah, that's really the big takeaway of this one.
Yeah. Or
Spiders.
You're going to make Scary Spider or The Trial of Beetlejuice.
The Trial of Beetlejuice. Yeah. Yeah. These are all great ideas. We're full of great ideas.